Today's daf is Masechet Shabbos, daf Lamed Vav. The Gemara yesterday's and today's daf before the close of the parak discussed warning city residents at the onset of Shabbos with the blast of a shofar. This minhag is continued in places like Yerushalayim, some heavily Jewish areas in the United States as well. In Yerushalayim, the old minhag was to sound the siren 40 minutes before Shkia, which brought in Shabbos earlier than the rest of the country. Newer cities had a minhag of closer to 25 minutes before Shkia, like the Ramah in Reish Nun Vav. Siman Sif Aleph writes to announce Shabbos candlelighting 30 minutes before Shkia. At the minimum, one should cease malacha a few minutes before. The concept of Tosefa Shabbos is really a carryover from Hilchos Yom Kippur. The Medrash in Toras Kohanim, Parshas Emor Perek Yadal Sif Ches, says in the Pasuk V'nisim Esam Shasechem Betisha, so on the ninth day, which is the day before, really the day before Yom Kippur, which is on the 10th. So the Gemara says, so the Mishnah, the Medrash says, Yachol Yaschav Yisane Betisha. We actually are meant to begin the Tzom, the fast, on the ninth, while still day. And the same is true after Yom Tov, to add on from the Kedusha of the Yom into the week that follows. Many Rishonim, such as the Rif, the Rash, the Rosh, the Ramban, the Ran, the Arzaruah, the Ra'ah, all held outside of Yom Kippur, the Tosefes, Shabbos, and Yom Tov, all of their Chagim and Shabbos are actually Midoraisa. Shach and Yoredeya Kuf Tzadik Vav Siv Katan Dalad also adopted this Shita. Rabbeinu Tam and Tosos, according to Tosos Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tesa Medalev, held that this Tosefes was only Midorabanan. The Rambam does not even mention Tosefes Shabbos and Hilchos Shabbos at all, but a debate ensued in the commentaries in the Rambam whether he simply held it was Midorabanan, and the reason the Rambam didn't mention it is because Chazal only spoke about Tosefes Kedushas HaYom by Yom Kippurim, and the Rambam brings down Tosefes Yom Kippurim in Hilchos Shvisas Asor. Lamaisa, the Shulchan Aruch brings the Salach of Tosefes Shabbos in Siman Reish Samech Aleph, Sif Aleph, as a Yesh Omrim. The earliest one can bring in Shabbos with Tosefes would be Plag HaMincha. Before this, it wouldn't be clear that one's candlelighting was specifically for Shabbos because it's still Mamish daytime. And for Motzei Shabbos, the minimum Tosefes would be, according to some, 3 stars when they're dispersed. But one shouldn't go more than the latest ideal time for Mariv, which is Chatzos Halayla, because Havdalah, we say, during Tefillah. The minimum shiur would be 2 or 4 minutes for Tosefes Shabbos. But we mentioned yesterday the Yireim, who has a different definition of Bein HaShemashos. The Mishnah Berurah writes 30 minutes would cover all possible Rishonim. If one is able to be ready for Shabbos 30 minutes before, that would be the possibly the ideal time. Tosefes Shabbos should ideally be done bepeh, based on the Ramah. There are those who argue on this, but to cover all opinions, try to do it bepeh. I could say something like, Hare ani mekabel Shabbos kodesh alai, I'm accepting Shabbos upon myself. That would be in the time when it's still considered day. My personal practice is to do this right after mincha. Sometimes Kabbalah Shabbos schleps, though most assume that boi v'shalom l'chadodi is the way in which we do this with our words. We may also say that our Tosefes Shabbos is rooted in the Rashi and Bereishis we quoted yesterday, since we cannot calculate exactly when day ends and night begins. We are mostly. If Nevinsal has 2 aros, one that there was no Tosefes Shabbos the first week of creation because Shabbos had not yet been created, and when it was exactly this man. And lastly, in terms of our Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shir Ches Siv Dal passings at a shofar is categorized in Hilchos Muktzah as a klish malach tol iser, and therefore can be handled for use of its spot or occupies for its use. See, it's permitted to feed milk to a baby in need. Roshom Zalman Orbach passing however the bisman is there, the shofar should be treated as a muktzah machmas chisar and kis because we don't use shofars for any other purpose, so one shouldn't handle it on Shabbos at all.